Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings. I am Yahshua Elohim, your host, here using the platform of BTR, broadcasting the message of Sankofa Infinity. This show, my show, has been going through a serious transition, and I guess you can say transcending from one thing to another. I don't know if my show was titled Sankofa Production, but it was Sankofa Productions at one time, and it has given birth to the Seeds of Divinity now. So maybe next week that's what will be titled as the show, but it'll always be Sankofa Infinity. which are seeds of divinity within the Sankofa for infinity. It is yet another day, May 22nd, 2016, and it is definitely a blessing to be a part of whatever and however the divine needs to express itself through you, be it life itself. There's nothing wrong with life. Life just does exactly what it needs to do. And we are channels, we are vessels to allow that life to express itself through us as divine beings. I am grateful that I am aware of the channeling. I am aware that I've taken time to sit within myself to come to such a revelation, an indwelling truth, if you will, indwelling truth. I posted on Facebook, my voice on Facebook, and I was talking about purpose and how we're so consumed about what is our purpose, when, you know, am I doing my purpose, you know. And your purpose is simply this. It is simply to be the divine. Anything that you do outside of that, outside of yourself, is nothing but an effect of that causation, okay? It is an effect. That is cause and effect. The spirit moves through you, and you demonstrate through your actions the effects of that causation. So why am I talking about this? Because I, for one, was heavy laden with it for some time. What is my purpose? What is my purpose? And I had to come to the quick realization that I am my purpose. I am the purpose. The only thing I need to do as the purpose is be a divine vessel that the energy of the source can flow, okay, and be an open channel to offer up compassion and love to all of humanity, all of humanity. And it's not just about going out loving people? No. It's actually about sitting within yourself and allowing the ever-flowing, ever-expanding love of the divine to flow out of you and touch the world. Touch it based on the individuals that are within the world. Because we're all individuals at the end of the day, coming together as a unified body. Just as your body is a body, it also has members. My hand cannot do the same thing in which my head does. Nevertheless, it is a part of my body, working together as one. This is what causes, and this is what makes the infinite so, so vast. It's because you can't catch it. You don't know what it is. You can only experience it. You can only experience the flow of that energy, the chi, whatever you want to call it, the Reiki, the life force, the divine force within you. You can only experience it through you, moving through you. And that's what we are. We're energy beings. We're energy beings through life, sifting through the contrast of our conditions and circumstances that we find ourselves in, so that we can come into the fullness of light and recognize, recover, discover the illuminated one that is within you. And that illuminated one is just you. It's just you. You just have to discover. And then when you discover it, you have to acknowledge. When you acknowledge it, you have to accept. Yes, it is I. It is I. I am that I am. It's not an easy task, and I'm not going to say that it is an easy task. Just as I, yesterday, I was sitting here and just quiet and silent within myself. I'm looking around my space, okay, in my space. And I came to the realization that it is nothing outside of my space that can reveal me to me. Everything is within. The divine spirit and soul itself is self-contained, is self-propelling, is self-motivated, is self-affirming. It affirms itself. It affirms itself, and whatever is on the outside can only confirm what it already knows of itself. Absolutely amazing. But I find it also equally amazing and profoundly so that I realize it. But I not only say these things and tell these things because I want to toot my horn. No, I want to say these things because I'm trying to, it is my desire to send forth a message, convey a message to let you know that you can do the same thing. You can feel the same thing. You can be the same way. It's just a matter of making a decision and following the path of that decision. Making a decision and following the path. Now, let me back up on that. When you make a decision, what happens is the path itself becomes open to you, okay? So as you're walking on the path and you keep on making decisions based on the cultivation of your spirituality, what happens is you become the path. So that is the word for today. Instead of having someone pray for you, become the prayer, become the affirmation, become the confidant, be the one inside the one, travel, live, move, and have your being inside the one. This is Sankofa Infinity coming to you live from Seas of Divinity. It has been an honor. And I wish you well. Stay focused and stay in the light. Be blessed.